What's up, Atlanta? It's a Tuesday with Turtle, or knows the deal. We put up the full four with you 6 to 10 weeknights here on 92.9 The Game. And we have, I'll say it, a metric ton to get into tonight. That's a lot of pounds. I'm not exactly sure. We don't do math on this program. But what we do is get you caught up and have in-depth conversations about everything you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports and beyond. And tonight we're going to do just that. The Atlanta Falcons are on their bye week. So we're going to talk plenty of Falcons. Got a Falcons question for you tonight. Joe Patrick's going to join me in his weekly spot at 6:40 like he does every Tuesday. And we're also going to talk about a lot of other things because there's a lot of other things going on here in Atlanta. Last night I was only here with you for an hour doing a bridge show. So there was only one thing to talk about, and that was the Falcons' victory on Sunday over the Commanders. But today, we're going to branch out the conversation a little bit because we haven't talked about the Braves, and rightfully so, in weeks because they've been irrelevant. Let's just face it. It is what it is. We've known for a long time now that this team was not making the playoffs. So we had to just swallow hard and watch them play out the string here in Atlanta. And that's what we did. We watched them play out the string. And ironically enough, almost angrily so, we watched them rip off 10 straight wins before the season was over. Now the question remains, what's going to happen with Snit? What's going to happen with some of the key positions? Do you upgrade at shortstop? Is there an upgrade in the outfield? What do you do with Ozzy? Do you keep him? Do you pick up that option in the offseason? So I reached out to our buddy Grant McCauley. I said, Grant, could you do a season closer for me? And he said, sure. So he's going to join me at the top of next hour. Also, while the Falcons are on their bye, I know all y'all out there have a fantasy league that's humming right now. So I reached out to my man, Chad Parsons, one of the best in the biz at Under the Helmet Fantasy, and he agreed to come on as well to give us all a little quarter of the season look into the fantasy situation. If you got key injuries, who are some guys you could look at? Who are some quarterbacks that have maybe surprised us, guys that are under the radar, over the radar? So we are going to have a fantasy football discussion tonight as well with the Falcons on their bye. We'll also talk some college football. I didn't get a chance yesterday to dive into what happened with Georgia and Bama and Tech and Wake, which were both really interesting games for a number of different reasons. So we have an absolute ton to dive into tonight. And where I want to start is in the following place. Falcons fans, still want to take your calls on the bye week, 404-726-0929. And here's what I want to know. Through four games, 2-2, think about the gigantic roller coaster ride that's been this season for the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, do you believe the Atlanta Falcons are a playoff team? I need your honest answer, which I know you always give me, at 404-726-0929. Through the first 4 weeks, have you seen enough to say that I believe through the course of the next 13 games, this team will grow and develop and the foundation is there for this team to be a playoff team? We all knew what the expectations were going into the season. I had them at 11 wins. Oren had them at 10. And that's still possible at 2-2. They got a tough one coming up, obviously, with Buffalo after the bye. Then they got to go to a desperate San Francisco 49er team who's trying to hang on to their season in Santa Clara. That's not going to be easy. Both of those games, by the way, prime time. Crazy. How about that? Both of them coming out the shoot out of the bye. You go back-to-back primetime games. So what do you think? Have you seen enough right now for the Atlanta Falcons to be looked at as playoff contenders? I think there's a lot of reasons you could say yes. First and foremost, the improvement on defense. The Atlanta Falcons defense, if you look at the metrics, is among the tops in the NFL in several statistical categories. Wow. Okay. Their pass defense is close, if not at the top. They were mentioning that on the broadcast. And Marcus Mariota didn't do anything through the air to make that change. So they should still be right there. Who would have thought that? Starting two rookies on the back end in Watts and Bowman. But if you remember, Watts has a chance to have four interceptions right now because he couldn't hold on to the two early on in the season. He was right there to make it, just couldn't catch the ball, just couldn't finish the play. So he would have four interceptions right now. Billy Bowman has been great in his own right. So the improvement in the defense, if you continue to extrapolate that out over the course of the next 13 games, you have a pretty good shot of having a pretty good defense. And what did we say before the season, right? Just give me a middling Atlanta Falcons defense, and with the offense, I think they can be very, very good. So 404-726-0929. As soon as we get back from this first break, I'll take your calls on this question. After four games, from what you've seen so far, do you believe the Atlanta Falcons are a playoff team? I think there's more reasons to believe they are than they aren't, especially if the offense can repeat what they did. And that's going to be the biggest issue. The biggest thing for me about the Atlanta Falcons, and you know what I'm about to say if you've been listening, it's that C word, no, not that one, consistency. Can this team now, after the bye week, put together a consistent offensive performance to match what they did against the Commanders? If they can, they can hang in any game for the rest of the season. If they can't, it's going to be a lot more of what we've seen. Up and down and up and down. Because you need to be consistent in this league, especially offensively, to compete against the big boys. I'm sure you've heard this stat thrown out, but the Buffalo Bills are averaging 33 points a game on offense. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Buffalo Bills are averaging 33 points per game on offense. Astounding. Amazing. Remarkable. That's what happens when you have the MVP. And to be honest, his complement of weapons are not amazing. He's got some really good players. James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman starting to round into form. He doesn't have what they had in Kansas City during those prime years. It's not the second coming of the greatest show on turf. That's for sure. But Josh Allen makes them special. And the point is that you need to be consistent in order to compete with a team like that. You need to have Sunday's performance against the Commanders be the statement and be the sample that's used as the blueprint going forward, not the outlier. Carolina needs to be the outlier. And we'll see over these next two games with really big tests. Again, Buffalo's coming in at home. And then again on primetime, back-to-back weeks, you got to go to Santa Clara and you got to play the 49ers, who are hungry and they are desperate. And they're looking at the Falcons as a game that they need to battle and compete for 60 minutes in order to secure a win. So 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Again, the question tonight is a simple one, but it's a really important one. We're on the bye week. We're examining different aspects of the team. We'll do it again tomorrow and Thursday. But right off the rip on this Tuesday, let's look big picture at the Atlanta Falcons. Have you seen enough from these four games to say that the Atlanta Falcons are a playoff team? They have it in them. They have the ability to grow and respond and bounce back and learn from everything that happened in these first four games and make it a situation where the Washington Commanders' blueprint with Zach Robinson on the field and the new situation with the wide receiver room and the wide receiver coach becomes the norm and doesn't become the outlier. That's what we're looking at right now. And I do think we've seen enough. Penix has shown some really good flashes. Again, if this formula is going to work, then I think you found something that's repeatable. But that's the question. Can they be consistent? Can they repeat what they did last Sunday as their season blueprint going forward? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We'll also put up a poll on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. We are just getting started on a Tuesday. It is Chris Thomas Turtle taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app.